Hello, and welcome to another bonus edition of the Ididapod. I'm Casey Grove. Coming up next, we've got an interview with Willow Musher Matt Failer. It's in Takotna on Wednesday with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. Matt is a seven-time finisher of the Iditarod. He placed 13th last year. That was his highest finish. Was in episode 9 talking about his convention for naming litters of sled dogs, and how he has one that's named after heavy metal bands. So we heard from him there. As I'm recording this here Thursday, Matt is actually running in 10th place. He was out of Ophir at a little after 4 in the morning this morning. And right off the beginning of this interview with Zach asks him about how he won the Kuskokwim 300 this year and if that's changed anything for him. And Matt's response is, people hadn't really been talking to me that much before that happened. And of course, the K300 is a very tough mid-distance race, and he had to beat a four-time in a row champion, Pete Kaiser, to do it. Pretty big deal. Anyway, this interview, again, it's with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes in Takotna with Willow's Matt Failer.
Has it been different running this race after winning such a high-profile mid-distance earlier in the season?
How do you mean?
I don't know.
I guess aside from like people that follow the sport of mushing know that we won the race, and that's changed, because had we not even entered the race coming into this one, nobody would even like talk to me or premier. And so now people see that we won the race, and now all of a sudden they're projecting us to be up front but I've never really been able to do that except for a couple 15th place finishes, so we'll see. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just the same old thing.
How are the dogs compared to other races you've run?
Well, they seem to be just fine. There's a few triceps that are a little stiff, and that's pretty normal for these kinds of my dogs, because like for example, that guy up there, he likes to lope all the time, and he won't walk. He doesn't know how to slow down. Even if you're going 5 miles an hour, he wants to lope more. And so his triceps get a lot of action. So I just means more massaging and make sure I give them a lot of water. But he should be fine.
When you were coming in early this morning or late last night, was the trail between here and McGrath, was it pretty a lot of deep, fresh snow, or what was it like?
There's a base. There's a good base, well-traveled. But then there was, like, churned up fresh snow on top. So it was – we had a good moving time, but it was hard. You know, it was fast, but they had to work for it. Unlike a, you know, an icy trail where they don't really have to work that hard.
It sounds like earlier on going through the pass and then down, it was pretty hard packed and fast.
Yeah. Well, we've had the burn. The burn was no snow. There was, and that's pretty typical for most burns, but then there was just dust and, you know, rocks and stuff. And then, going into Roan, there was lots of snow, so that was pretty cool. Hey, Espy.
Any buffaloes?
Just their leftovers, just what they leave behind, I saw. Big leftovers, but nothing. No buffaloes.
Any moose?
No moose. I saw one squirrel.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
One little squirrel jumping around.
I would think a dog team would scare them right off. And was this where you wanted a 24? Was this kind of part of your strategy?
Yeah, I usually send out several places to 24, you know, and I was really thinking about just stopping in McGrath and then potentially 24ing in Ophir. And then in the back of your mind, you're always like, well, maybe we can go to Iditarod, but all this fresh snow and this slow trail is, I don't know. I'm surprised Allie's going all that way. I heard she was, but, you know, everybody has to drive their own race, so she knows what she's doing.
Are you, is part of your plan to let some people go before and pack down the trail a little bit? Heading out? I mean, I know you don't get that much of a say, but is that going to work to your advantage?
I guess it is an advantage. It's not really what I like. I mean, we just plan to be here right around this time, and everybody else seemed to take less rest, so therefore they're in front of us. And then there's more snow, and they're going to leave in front of me, which is, I don't know, they're probably going to have to break through a little bit, so that's cool. I hate to say my strategy was just giving them a certain amount of rest coming here, and that's what we did, you know.
And how's their appetites? I mean, especially with the warm weather coming in.
Pretty good. Not bad. They're not eating like everything, but they're also not skipping much. I think it's just a combination of when it's warmer, they don't need as much. I think they need more water, you know, although they can get a lot of wet snow, but, that's a fine balance, and I'm still learning all that stuff. So
would you mind just, I didn't know that your team was named after heavy metal bands. Would you just mind rattling off some of the dog names that you have?
Sure. Yeah. Specifically, this is Iron Maiden. This is Pink Floyd, Pantera, Led Zeppelin, and Ronnie James Dio. And those are the heavy metal bands. And then my buddy Michael Baker, who's running our 2-year-old/B team, he has the hair metal, the glam rock, David Bowie, Billy Idol.
Twisted Sister.
Did you meet them already?
No, I'm just guessing. Whitesnake? Is Whitesnake in there?
We had a Whitesnake. We turned her into a pet dog. She wasn't really enjoying the 1,000-mile perspective. So she's a pet dog in Michigan. And then I can't think of the other name. Oh, Van Halen, Motley Crue, and Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Poetic.
Gotta love the 80s.
Last question. Anything wild happened to you? Any branches to the face? Or?
I didn't get Richie Deald. No. Yeah, he's taking it well. We're teasing him. But, we had a snow machiner just driving really, really fast. And he tried to zoom out in front of us, and he hit a big berm, and he went over the handlebar. Yeah, he crashed. Flew into a huge pile of snow and came to a screeching halt. And the next person that I encountered, I said, "You better go back there and check on that guy." I don't know if he was using, you know, a little adult beveraging in there somewhere, but he was going way too fast. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. Well, good. At least he didn't plow into your team or anything like that.
We were a little nervous there, but
Matt, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to that extended interview with Willow's Matt Failer and Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. Please stay tuned for another episode of the I Did a Pod. Thanks for listening.